Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. Hope you'll call your neighbors and friends so they can listen too. Get a pencil and paper handy and join in the singing as the Bible Club choir starts the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good singing. Yes, Jesus is a wonderful Savior. He's the one who's worth living for. He gives us life, and then He makes life worth living. Oh, I hope every Bible clubber will trust Him as their own personal Savior. Here's somebody who loves the Lord and wrote to the Bible Club this week. Dear Aunt Carolyn, greetings in the wonderful name of God. Aunt Carolyn, I just love your program. I always pray for the Bible Club. Those kids really sing nice. I'm sending for the free Bible Club clip and the brochure on your tapes and new books. I do hope to hear from you soon. I always listen to your program. It's just great. Tell the kids to keep up the good work. Bye for now from your friend, and it is a friend in the Netherlands Antilles, so it was good to hear from her this week. And here's another one from an adult who's a faithful Bible clubber. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I'm a retired professional nurse and occasionally hear and enjoy your program so much. Thanks so much. And then she tells what station she hears it on. The choir's so enjoyable also. We're glad to hear from that. Now, young people, be sure to remember to put your name and address on when you write to Aunt Carolyn, because I would answer your letter, but I can't if I don't know your address. So be sure to include your name and return address on every letter you write. And I'm so glad to hear from every Bible clubber. I hope you're being faithful to the Lord, and I hope you'll tell your friends so that they can listen to the broadcast too. I hope you'll write this week, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And now, here's the choir again. Christ liveth in me. after the death of Moses, God transferred the chain of command to Joshua, and from then on he was General Joshua, leading the troops of the army of Israel. And God wonderfully gave him the orders to go on into the promised land and take it for God and have a land of victory. God said, "Only be strong and of a good courage." So Joshua had his marching orders. And soon they were to go in, and that big city of Jericho loomed ahead. Well, Joshua said, "Now let's don't be foolish about this thing. I'll send some spies in, we'll get the lay of the land, and then we'll know what is the best way to attack." So, smart as he was, Joshua sent the two spies in. Now, what would you have thought inside if you had been a spy going into a foreign land, an enemy territory, knowing that your life was at stake, and yet you had to be brave and do the job and bring back the information to the general? Well, these two spies went striding through the gates just like they belonged in that city. Up one street and down the other they went. They acted very busy and businesslike, I'm sure, to try to not attract attention. And they found out where the king's palace was. They found out where the captain of the guard stayed. They found out all the fortresses and where the main turrets were for watching and for the watchmen that stood, and found out the whole lay of the city. Oh, yes, they could take back to Joshua all the information he needed about Jericho. And then they thought, "Now we need more information." They went down to a woman's house called Rahab. Oh, she wasn't a Christian. She was a sinner. And she was an evil woman and a wicked woman. And they went down there because they thought in her house they might hear a whole bunch of news, because there were many men there who might be in the king's army, or they might know all kinds of happenings and plans that the captain of Jericho might be making arrangements for. So in that house they were, when all of a sudden the word began to fly. "The troops are coming! The troops are coming!" Those two men looked at each other and they looked at Rahab, and somehow Rahab knew who they were. She said, "Up the steps! Up the steps!" And without any hesitation they ran up the steps, up to the roof of Rahab's house, where she had stored flax and other grain till she could work it out to make the grain, and there she hid 'em underneath that stack of flax. Oh, hold your breath, boys. I sure hope neither of 'em have hay fever now, 'cause they'll sure give it away if they sneeze now, won't they? And then, all of a sudden, before she could barely get down the steps again, all of a sudden, terrible, loud knock at the door. Oh, she had to get her composure, and she'd run so fast she's about out of breath. She leaned against the door a minute to catch her breath and catch her composure so she wouldn't look like anything was fishy, you know. And then, oh, she opened the door. "Oh, yes, sir." And there stood those stalwart Canaanite soldiers, looking mad and angry and hunting the enemy. They said, "We know there's spies in this house. There have been two spies just crawling all over this town this afternoon, and the king wants them delivered to him immediately. Now, where are they?" And Rahab's eyes got big, and she stepped back, and she said, "Spies? You don't mean to tell me those two men that were here today, they're spies?" And she acted so surprised that she couldn't believe what she was hearing. "Yes, they're spies. There's no doubt they're from that Joshua and that Israelite camp. There's no doubt what they might do to us. Now we've got to find them. Orders of the king. Where are they?" "Oh," she said, "why, I declare, if only I'd have known, I sure could have kept them here. But they've gone. Why, they left here and went out the gates. I tell you what, if you hurry outside the city, you probably can catch them, because it hadn't been long since they were gone." And the men turned to heel and said, "Forward, march!" and took off down the street fast as they could go, so they could hurry up and catch up with the enemy spies that it seemed like had escaped out the gate. And Rahab stepped back inside and shut the door. and breathed a deep sigh of relief. And when she thought the coast was clear, she eased upstairs and said, "Psst, it's safe to come out now." And easy and ever so quietly and brushing the straw out of their faces, those two boys came out from under that stack. "What a close call we had," Rahab said. "Yes, you've had a close call, but I want to tell you something. I know that you're from the Israelite army, and that your God is a wonderful God." She said, "It's been months now. We've been hearing what wonderful things your God does for the army of Israel." She said, "I know your God's a true God." And she said, "Oh, I do want to be spared." She said, "Oh, please, whenever you and your army come to take over our city, for we all know that surely it'll happen," she said, "I want you to promise, because I've spared your lives, I want you to promise me that you'll spare my life and the lives of all those in my family." And the men said, "Well, you certainly have showed great faith in us today. And if you keep your promise not to tell of our whereabouts, we'll promise that when we come back, we'll save you alive." Rahab said, "It's a promise." And then they said, "Now, when you let us out," for Rahab was going to let them out down the window and over the wall on a big red cord. She said, "Now you go hide in the mountains for just a few days, and they'll give up looking for you, and then it'll be safe for you to go on home." And they said, "All right, that's fair enough. Now you remember, Rahab, if you break your promise and tell on us, then our promise to you is off. But if you keep your promise to us, we'll keep our promise to you. And when we come, you let this red cord hang out the window, and we'll know that whoever is in this house will be safe." And you know that's exactly what happened. Not because Rahab was better or a finer lady than anybody else in town, but because she knew that the Israelites' God was the true God, and he was all-powerful, and she wanted safety in him. And she had it when they came, because they spared the life of everyone in the house where the red cord lay. Oh, how wonderful it is, boys and girls, that the red cord of the blood of Jesus Christ is our salvation. Listen, Jesus is ready and willing and able to save you. But you must trust in him, not just about him, but put your faith and trust in him. Be hid behind the Lord Jesus Christ, and in him is eternal life. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.